Praise the Lord. Message number 278. The title of the message, Preparation for Godly Marriage, Part 11. Men and Women Who Fear God. Let's open our Bible to the Book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs, Chapter 31. And let's read verse 30 and 31. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. And we bless you, we magnify your name, we adore you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, you anoint my lips and put statements and verses and scriptures to encourage your people, to help them to understand your will. I pray that the message will be used so that your name will be lifted up and your name will be glorified in the life of your church. And your people, I pray for salvation, I pray for help, I pray for healing, I pray for hope that your word will impart to each and everyone who listen. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all and all we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen and amen. It is so important, and one of the important requirements for godly marriage is that the man or the woman should fear God, because the purpose of marriage is to raise up godly children who fear God and follow His ways. But if the man or if the woman do not fear God, then neither their children would fear the Lord. The scriptures encourage us and give us values about fearing God. The fear of God imparts knowledge and wisdom. As we know in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And also Proverbs 9 verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And also Proverbs 15 verse 33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. So here, if there is no fear of God, there is no wisdom, there is no also knowledge. We know also that the fear of God is to depart from evil. Those who fear God, they will not do wrong. In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7, it say, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. And also Proverbs 8 verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So here those who fear God, they hate evil, they will not do evil. The fear of the Lord is an important thing that men and women should have before the church will go on and approve marriages. The fear of the Lord will also prolong life. In Proverbs chapter 10 verse 27, the fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. So here, life and life to the full and long life will be given to those who fear God. And also Proverbs chapter 13 verse 13, say that whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. So those who fear the commandment of God, they will receive a reward. The fear of the Lord is refuge and confidence. In Proverbs chapter 14 verse 26, say that in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. So those who have fear of God, they have confidence, and their children, they will have a place of refuge. Also, The fear of the Lord is a provision and satisfaction. In Proverbs chapter 19 verse 23, it says that the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. So those who fear God, the evil will not visit them, and they will be also living in the way of life, and they will be well satisfied. And in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 4, you say, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. And also, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. So here, even if somebody has less, but he has fear of God, there will be also abundance and also provision. In some earlier message, we spoke also about the two Hebrews midwives who fear God. And we expound that message that those Hebrews women, those Hebrews midwives who were Egyptian, they were rewarded by the Lord. And because they feared God, God was kind to them. And because they feared God, God gave them families of their own. They protected God's church, and they protected the children of the Israelites. And God rewarded them, and he gave them family of their own. Some they say that they were given an Israelites, and they were integrated and incorporated with the Israelites. So here, God wants and need men and women to fear God before the church should get involved in arranging marriages of people who does not fear God. The fear of the Lord is very important to promote God's work and God's kingdom. And we have example of the importance of the fear of God in the life of the families. The first example, we speak about the example of Noah. Noah feared God and built the ark to save his family. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, build an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that it is in keeping with faith. So here, Noah feared God. And when he feared God, he built an ark, he separated his family, he protected his family. He put them in the ark so that when the flood came, they got saved. In holy fear. And in King James, we will read the same verse. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So here we find that the fear of the Lord is an important factor and acid to build up and save up the family and to raise up godly children. Noah brought his family and introduced him to his family to the next generation. It was only through the family of Noah that the next generation was possible. The same, the Hebrews midwives, they save those children of the Israelites who were the one who went out of Egypt. The generation of the Exodus was the generation that the Hebrews midwives had saved when they did not give chance to the king of Egypt to kill anyone of them. Further example of women and men who fear God is going to speak about Rahab, who hid and protected the spies that Joshua has sent to spy out Jericho. In Joshua chapter 2, verse 2 to verse 7, we read about Rahab. The king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent his message to Rahab, bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, they left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the falls of the Jordan, and as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. So here, Rahab hid the spies because she feared God. She was not afraid of the king. She feared God, and she knew that these two men, they were under mission. And she stood beside them, and she stood with the side of the Lord and the mission of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord rewarded her and gave her family of her own, and made her marry an Israelite. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, we know who's the husband of Rahab. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse. So here, the husband of Rahab was Solomon, the leader of the tribe of Judah. So here we can see that when Rahab feared God, the fear of the Lord generated in her faith and action to protect the spies. James chapter 2, verse 24 to verse 25, we can read that. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do, and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? So here, because she feared God, her fear of God built in her faith. And that faith generated a reward from God to give her a family. Like Noah, when he feared God in holy fear. In holy fear he built the ark Noah. And also the word of God, he said that he moved with fear. So she moved with fear. And her movement of fear to protect the spies build up for her a family. The third example, we speak about Jael, the wife of Heber, who killed Sisera, the commander of the army of King Jabin, the king of Canaan. And we know that the Israelites, they were oppressed by the Canaanites. They were oppressed by King Jabin, who has a strong army, and the leader of the army was Sisera. But God called Deborah, and Deborah also spoke to Barak that God called him to go on. And finally, they went out, Barak and Deborah, and the Lord worked with them a great victory. And we will read Judges chapter 4, verse 15 to verse 23, and we will see how the victory that God gave to the Israelites, the victory that God gave to Barak and Deborah, how Jael, the wife of Heber, God used her to bring a victory. And we know that Deborah also a woman who feared God. Jael also a woman who feared God. Both of them as a woman, God used them to bring victory to his church and to his people. That's why we need women who fear God. so that families will be built up, church will be built up, God the children will be raised up. Let's read Judges chapter 4, verse 15 to 23. At Barak's advance, the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and army by the sword, and Sisera got down from his chariot and fled on foot. Barak pursued the chariots and army as far as Harosheth Hagoyim, and all Sisera's troop fell by the sword. Not a man was left. Sisera, meanwhile, fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, because there was an alliance between Jabin, king of Hazor, and the family of Heber the Kenite. Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Come, my lord, come right in, don't be afraid." So he entered her tent, and she covered him with a blanket. "I am thirsty," he said, "please give me some water." She opened a skin of milk, gave him a drink, and covered him up. "Stand in the doorway of the tent," he told her. "If someone comes by and asks you, 'Is anyone in there?' say no." But Jael, Heber's wife, picked up a tin peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he lay fast asleep, exhausted. She drove the pig through his temple into the ground, and he died. Just then, Barak came by in pursuit of Sisera, and Jael went out to meet him. "Come," she said, "I will show you the man you are looking for." So he went in with her, and there lay Sisera with the tent pig through his temple, dead. On that day, God subdued Jabin, king of Canaan, before the Israelite. As we know that, as we have read, that that the Lord brought victory to the Israelites. Jael, the wife of Heber, discerned that the Lord had brought a victory. Her husband was not there, but being a woman who feared God, he knew that God has given victory to the Israelite and knew what she needed to do with the enemy of God. She treated him wisely till she put him to death. God wants us to fear him. God wants women and men to fear him. Such kind of men and women who fear God, who even at home, they do the great work of the Lord. Such kind of women, they are a blessed woman. And they are well mentioned and recommended in the Bible. You know, in Judges chapter 5, verse 24 to 27, you say that most blessed of women be Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Most blessed of tent-dwelling women. He asked for water, and she gave him milk. In a bowl fit for nobles, she brought him curdled milk. Her hand reached for the tent pig, her right hand for the waxman hammer. She struck Sisera. She crushed his head. She shattered and pierced his temple. At her feet he sank. He fell. There he lay. At her feet he sank. He fell. Where he sank, there he fell dead. The woman who fears God, the Holy Spirit flowed through her, and the Holy Spirit would give her wisdom and teach her what to act and what to do and how to behave. As we have read that God gave Jael the wife of Heber a wisdom. He did not give Sisera water, but she gave him curdled milk, because curdled milk will lead him to put to be death in easy way. And she gave him in a bowl fit for nobles. She brought him curdled milk just to give him the impression that he is in a safe place. And even when he requested her, when she brought him this one, he trusted her. He told her, "If somebody comes by and asks you, 'Is anyone there?' say no." She knew what to do with him. And God brought great victory to the Israelites. She finished the battle through the life of Jael. Women who fear God will put an end to the work of devil. And with the wisdom that they have or receive from God, will not allow devil to enter their homes and their families. That's why I say, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. The next example, fourth example here, is the wife of a man in Bahurim who hid the two sons of the priest who were carrying a warning message to King David to protect him from Absalom. Let's read the story. What had happened in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 17 verse 15 to verse 21. Hushai told Zadok and Abiathar the priest, Ahithophel has advised Absalom and the elders of Israel to do such and such, but I have advised them to do so and so. Now send a message at once and tell David, do not spend the night at the forts in the wilderness. Cross over without fail, or the king and all the people with him will be swallowed up. Jonathan and Ahimaaz were staying at Enrogel. A female servant was to go and inform them, and they were to go and tell King David, for they could not risk being seen entering the city. But a young man saw them and told Absalom. So the two of them left at once and went to the house of a man in Bahurim. He had a well in his courtyard, and they climbed down into it. His wife took a covering and spread it out over the opening of the well and scattered grain over it. No one knew anything about it. When Absalom's men came to the woman at the house, they asked, where are Ahimaaz and Jonathan? The woman answered them, they crossed over the brook. The men searched but found no one, so they returned to Jerusalem after they had gone. The two climbed out of the well and went to inform King David. They said to him, set out and cross the river at once. Ahithophel has advised such and such against you. We have seen what this woman had done. She hid them and directed them to go when the enemies had gone away. Such a woman or other woman alike who knew the will of God and worked with the Lord to promote his missions and protect his church is what the church needs today. We need women who fear God, men and women who fear the Lord, so that God would use them to build families and raise up God's children. To fear God is to understand the will of God and to stand firm with his purpose and plan and work with God to achieve all that he desires to achieve through your life. Come to the Lord, repent of your sin, tell him, Lord, thank you for your word that makes me understand clearly the purpose of fearing you, the purpose of abiding with your word. And Lord, I understand that you will not build up family unless they have the fear of God in you. I pray, I commit myself, I repent, I renounce of all my sins. Lord, from this day on, I will fear you, so that you will build up my family and you will build up my life in the fear of yours, and you will reward me. God, I pray for each and every servant of yours who hear the message and commit his life And to you, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will reward him as he or as she commit her lives and ways unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, to build up his family and his life in the purposeful way to follow your ways and your command. Oh God, take this message and make it reach those who are in need of this word of yours and those who are waiting to hear this message. Oh God, let the message bring help, hope, assurance, salvation, deliverance, and use the message to raise up workers and bring fruit in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, bless us, enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.